There it is. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, classes in session. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, me, Dr. Tim Slecker, Jacob, chairman of the board. We're all here, and we've got two great guests for our show. Return guest, Alan Levy, and hey, maybe more important, and we'll get to introducing our other guests here in a second. But Alan, we met you at a conference. You had your book, Thriving in Public Schools. We got you on. We talked to you. First of all, just quick reminder, the book, Thriving in Public Schools, where did it come from? How did it get out there to be published? And then we'll go on to the next thing. Just a reminder for everybody, Thriving in Public Schools, what's it about?
It's basically about my 19 years of teaching. How do you reach kids that have been marginalized? You know, how do you embark an education on them? How do you get them to really want to do well? And what I do is I chronologize, or in chronology order, I kind of show, you know, how to blend classroom learning with community organizing and building power with these students. And what does that look like? It's a guide for teachers to show them how you can do that, how you can actually energize and get the kids moving and wanting to be productive within the schools.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, we talked about it because, I mean, what you did is you to me, you created the opportunity for students to live out democracy in a way that actually brought their issues to the point where they were truly living and practicing, you know, activism, action in, you know, advocating for themselves and them students. And so, Alan, you know, at the time we were like, man, this is a great stuff. It's a great book. But we were, you know, we get the email from you and we're like, what? Wait a minute. You got to tell Thriving in Public Schools, the documentary filmed and directed by an Emmy award-winning cinematographer. Like, what in the world are you talking about? And yeah, we're talking about the other guest with us, Ramel. It's Genciana?
Yes, Ramel Genciana.
Ramel Genciana. How are you, Ramel? So an Emmy award-winning cinematographer, what are you doing hanging out with Alan Levy?
well, yeah, I ran into his story and was completely enamored by it, read the book, and I feel with the current political climate that we're going on today and education and questions of people's power and organizing, I thought it'd be a really good story to tell right now as soon as I can. So, yeah, that's how we got together.
Okay, give us a second before and then, because I know Johnny's got some stuff. But so the Emmy, tell us a little bit about, you know, how that came about.
I mean, just pure luck and just at the right time, at the right place, with the right people and the right project. It was for Lakota Nation versus the United States of America documentary. Mm-hmm. It's being released by AMC right now. I think that's where you can stream it. You can buy it on Apple TV, Amazon, and all those things. And that's also a very, very important story. And that's also being told. And hopefully this action that's happening because of all of it, these conversations are happening. And I feel like this is a great medium that we use, that we can do this kind of stuff. And with that, with my previous work and other things I get to do anyway, I want to tell this story. I think Mr. Levy's story and his time in the early 2000s, right? When was that? 20 years, mm-hmm. I guess. Early 2000s. That was my
2022.
Yeah. Yeah. All through. So I feel like history is kind of cyclical. This fight has been kind of going on. It's been kind of building to the top. you know, the Bush years, the really good Obama years, and 45, and then what are we going through now? So I think let's talk about what was going on. Let's see what the parallels are happening. Let's see. I want to follow the students now, and what did they take away from their time with Mr. Levy? Mm-hmm. And how would they use it in their own everyday struggles?
Johnny.
Oh, yeah, this is just awesome. You know, we got to have the wonderful opportunity to hear from Alan about, you know, the book. And for listeners, if you're not familiar, local, right, Racine, Wisconsin.
Right.
So this is a close to home story for a lot of our listeners. But I think, like Ramal is saying here, there's a story here that is, you know, a very big one, a very important one to the world, to the nation, especially right now at the time we're in our country, whether you're an educator, whether you're a student, whoever, wherever you find yourself in the moment in this nation's democracy, this is a really important story. So I absolutely love too, that this awesome book becomes, you know, also a form of media that we can tell a story through documentary and we can, you know, teach from it. I'm very excited about it, you know, coming to fruition and the work that you're both doing on this, because as a teacher, you know, literacy extends even beyond reading. Sometimes to see people, to see the scenes and the human experience, right, of organizing together, of confronting struggle in productive ways. But without me, you know, skirting around it, Alan, Ramal, can you tell us a little bit about the story? Give our listeners a little taste. Maybe they didn't hear the episode Alan did with us around thriving in a public school. Tell us a little bit about the story and the documentary Thriving in Public Schools.
Alan, I mean, you jump in.
No, Alan, you start. Let's start with the book first. Because right now we have a trailer.
Right, we have a trailer, but essentially, it's hard because we talked about this, and, you know, it's really about empowering these students and empowering them in a way that it's a life lesson. And what this documentary does is it shows, it goes beyond the classroom, and it goes like what it looks like is that we're going to be able to follow a lot of he has a list of students that go over 17, 19 years span who were very affected by the work that we did. And they're successful in many different ways. And some students who aren't successful, they carry with them something that nobody can take away. And I think it's a very empowering thing, but I'm very blown away that Ramal would decide to do this. I mean, it's really a dream for me to reconnect with these students and to see that they're not students anymore. They're fully actualized adults who've learned tremendous lessons through all the work that they did. And it's not my work, it's their work. It's almost like if you have a good coach, mm-hmm. I coach them, but nobody within our system coaches kids to think about power and to think about what is really politics. It's about allocation of resources and to go after those resources for themselves and for their families and their communities. And in Racine, literally the voting patterns have changed in Racine. Whole communities are voting that never voted because they were knocking on doors, you know, a decade before. And they're telling their kids, you have to vote. Their relatives, you have to vote. You have to stand up for the issues. Racine is a very dynamic place as a result of all the work that they did. Generations.
Alan.
And it's not just Racine. It's also Milwaukee. And I think part of the story, the documentary, it's going to also focus in on the legacy because Milwaukee also has been organized in the same way. Mm-hmm. And there are generations that hopefully Ramal will be able to talk to some of those folks as well.
Yeah. And
yeah,
and
no,
go ahead, Ramal.
In terms of story, like what's the story going to be about? That's the biggest struggle here. It's just because we have such a scale. I have so many interviews. A lot of Zoom meetings between Mr. Levy and the students, and Zoom interviews with Mr. Levy and the administration. And we have cell phone videos, VHS videos, mini DV, really, because the iPhone wasn't as easily available then, right? So a lot of it is trying to strip things out of YouTube, trying to get back into the, you know, the people who put those up, who might have the actual footage and can we use it? And it's weaving a storyline that will be accessible to everybody. So there's a couple of storylines that we're trying to go through right now. And we'll see how that works out in the short version of this movie. Or can we expand this into a long form movie? But one thing is for certain, that the city of Racine is not an accident why this happened here as well, right? Because it's next to Chicago, Milwaukee. Their height was in the 1950s, 60s, white flight. All of the things that happened in the 80s with Reagan, right? Mm-hmm. All of NAFTA, all the car manufacturers leaving, all the jobs coming in. And right now it is a front line for ICE and immigrant rights. And it becomes just a powder keg of so many things we can talk about. So my struggle right now is, where do we go with this? Where do we go with this? Where do we go with this? Where do we follow this? So yeah, where we are in the movie, that's where we are, right? We're trying to raise money to get more editing. I want to fly back to Racine, get more interviews. I want to buy rights to some TV footage. I want to use music that's original and scored. And you know, this is a labor of love, but this is also like a very important piece of work that needs to be told correctly for it to really, really do something.
I agree. For our listeners too, I mean, you're hearing this. This is a story that is really special and unique and powerful. And as Ramel has said here, it's emerging. There are so many experiences shared, right, through those interviews, through those conversations. And if you haven't been able to, you know, find out more about what happened at Horlick High School, right? Alan, did I remember it correctly? Horlick High School. And if I remember, it's Yes, right? I think you told us about a group.
Empowered in the Struggle. Yes.
That's it. Youth Empowered in the struggle. Yeah. And so let us know. We're going to talk more about it, but where can our listeners who are probably close by, and a lot, we have listeners all over, but especially in the area, you know, near to Racine, and are probably familiar, maybe want to learn even more, where can they get a sneak peek of the trailer, learn more about the book, and how can they help? Hey, listener out there, if you can help, these things cost a lot. So, you know, fund them, help out, pitch in. This is an important story for our nation, for the world, but especially for showing how important youth voice is, you know, not only in Racine, but out of Wisconsin.
Alan, so where can we get this stuff, man?
There's a website called Thriving in Public Schools. Okay. And we actually started a .org, thrivinginpublicschools.org. We started a nonprofit for this very reason, is to really build a base.
Yeah.
Oh,
his internet.
Yeah, we'll get that. And here's the other thing too, knowing about, you know, with the podcast, we will have the links to Thriving in Public Schools and all of that there. Ramel, though, I want to take, just so you know, Alan's like, oh, it's not about me. It's about the kids. It's about, you know, but I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it's a really special thing for a teacher to invest, you know, 19 years with all of those student groups, because, you know, you hear about a teacher, oh, I did a special project 1 year. You know, we're talking about 19 years. And, you know, I'm going to kind of encourage you to go like, hey, you know, throw in a little bit of telling the story about the power of a teacher motivated.
Of course.
To actually, you know, do the job beyond the quote, you know, the academics, the reading and writing, but really the true essence of being a teacher, which is to activate, empower the youth for lifelong, you know, what it means to thrive in a democracy after schools and what that means. It's a, you know, it's a struggle, the things there. And Alan, I mean, you know, let give yourself some credit, man. I mean, this is really special.
No, the truth is, look, dude. Tim, I just saw it as part of the job. you know, as a teacher, how can you teach kids knowing that you're going to fail them? You know, if you're not elevating the students who are in a position where they're not going to succeed, then what are you doing? And it only makes sense that they're connected to their community, connected to their parents, work on issues that are important to them. As a social studies teacher, especially, if I'm teaching about democracy, they have to live it. Mm-hmm. They have to live it. If they don't live it, then what are we doing? Anyway, that's kind of what this, that's what the book is about. And hopefully the documentary.
Well, that's why I was throwing, you know, come on, Romel, give a little bit of emphasis to going like, hey, man, you know, can you imagine if we had all kinds of Mr. Levies? And we know they are actually out there, too. But yes. You know, especially in today's culture, I got to say that potentially a lot of, you know, Alan Levies that are out there, they're kind of sitting kind of tight and kind of hiding out because it's dangerous to be a teacher the way Alan was. And, you know, a little bit here, maybe the documentary can be a reminder of going like, hey, teachers, you know what? It is not against the law to have your students actually learn life lessons and participate in democracy. So, Romel, I'm just throwing that to you, man, as a little kind of like, you know, put some emphasis on the teachers.
Thank you. Yes,
you're
of course.
Gonna, you're gonna
have, also,
Romel, keep going.
It keeps going. It keeps going. No, this is also a system that just keeps going. Right. This isn't about the single individual as well. This is, of course, Mr. Levy inspired so many, but he didn't lead from the front. Right. He didn't lead like, follow me, do this. No. He was like in that. And this is say something. I don't care if they're speaking. Say it right now. Go. You have a voice. You need to say something right now. Go ahead. You say it. I can't say it for you because I'm not in the same struggle. Right. So There's that. Right. Of course. But like, there is the idea that like, if there's a bridge, right? He's the canoe, right? I mean, there's a river behind it. He's the canoe that brings you back, right? Connects you all. So yes. And at the same time, that kind of teaching is under attack these days, right? You have to teach to the test. You have to teach to a system. You can't get too close to students outside of what class minutes, right? It's minutes, not even hours anymore.
Johnny, you know, come on, man, right?
Well, I love this. I absolutely love this because, I mean, I love storytelling, and especially storytelling that passes forward, like tells a story that empowers people to see themselves in it, to organize around, to inspire, to be, you know, contagious. And I think books do that. I think storytelling, sharing those stories. And I absolutely think that documentary film is one of the most powerful mediums to capture that kind of those flash moments that, you know, that last then forever in all kinds of ways. So I'm just in awe of the work that both of you are doing. I'm wondering selfishly as a little sneak peek. I know there's so much emerging right now where you're at in the project. What's one of your favorite storylines or story moments, you know, that is sort of sitting with you as you, you know, allow things to emerge and the story to come together? What's a little snapshot of your favorite?
Man, I guess it would be, she's already in the trailer, so I guess we could talk about her, yeah. Right? Fernanda, just kind of her story. She's a young girl with a keffiyeh in the red. And just seeing from her growth of, when she came in, how did she come in? She was just kind of like, I'm going to be a cheerleader in high school and hang out and just go to class and not do anything, and got swept up into this storyline because she herself was now under attack being an undocumented person. And then she found power and community. She found comrades. She learned to organize. She herself became a leader with a very, very strong voice. And currently right now she's helping write grants and working within the system to help, right? The same fights that she was doing when she was in high school or even before high school, when she didn't know she was fighting these things. Her story is very inspiring. Her storyline so far, I feel, is easiest to really put into the feature. It'll be there. But yeah, if that's one story I could just easily say, yes, that one's easily going to be in there.
Man, there is so, you know, it's so much. And again, like, you know, Alan, I mean, you know, when we met you, I was it 2-3 years ago, and you're like, man, I got this book. Come on. I want, you know, get me on your show. We're like, all right, man, come on, let's go. We get you on. We're talking. And now, you know, again, 19 years as a teacher, all of this work, we're not talking about something that, you know, happened one weekend, 1 year, but this was a, you know, accumulation of 19 years of providing students, you know, that coaching to, like you said, Alan, you know, you step back, present, give opportunities, let them lead the way. And again, what a great example as a teacher, and then having those students, then, you know, Ramel, to be able to talk to them now and how that was there, you know, what a great blending of two great talents, Alan, you know, writing that book, Ramel bringing, you know, your cinematography and storytelling to this. I mean, we are looking forward to, again, the, you know, when it's finished. We definitely have the description and the link to Thriving in Public Schools documentary that'll be in the podcast description. So anybody who's listening and downloading, you'll be able to get that information. Again, it's thrivinginpublicschools.org is where you can go. You can check it out, you know, check out the trailer, the documentary for what's coming up. But, you know, lots going on. Class was truly in session. Love having the both of you. And, you know, here's what we say to our guests. Alan, hopefully you remember this. Alan, Romel, thanks for busting pencils.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. All right, guys. And now it's time for your moment of zen. Objectivity is not desirable because if we want to have an effect on the world, we need to emphasize those things which will make students more active citizens and more moral people.
Thanks for listening to Busted Pencils, everyone, and especially thank you for joining us on this special class in session. And you can always grab great podcasts like this one. Just head on over to Busted Pencils on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, you can always find us on the Civic Media website. Hey, and don't forget to find us throughout the week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with homerooms, class, and session, and always loads of fun to wrap up the work week on Fridays with Jacob's Producer's Choice. And listen up, Pencil Busters, you can always catch the Busted Pencils broadcast at 3 p.m. Central Time across all the Civic Media Network stations every Saturday for 1 hour of your favorite blue collar scholars, Tim and Johnny, and keep busting pencils.